See, my landlord and I came up with an agreement that is helping me out. He gives me the low, low rent, and I give him no problems. I'm paying about $400 a month less than any of my neighbors, and I honestly couldn't afford paying full rent. But in return for that, I never get to call him if anything goes wrong in my apartment. Next month will make 2 years of me living there, and so far, it's been in my favor. We've only had some simple plumbing things we had to fix, and one, like AC repair, that was about $300. Other than that, it's been great till about a month ago. My ceiling started leaking from one spot. Next time it rained, I noticed two more leaks going on. Two from the ceiling, one from a light fixture, and I can't fix this. I had a Craigslist guy fix the AC. I've been able to handle plumbing problems, but I don't know how to fix this leak action. Luckily for me, my lease is up, and I'm on a month-to-month agreement right now. I feel bad for leaving him high and dry like this, actually more like worried and wet. But I can't afford to live up to my end of this bargain about keeping it up to code, so I just need to keep it quiet until it's time for me to go. I've heard of the slumlords, but in this case, my girl says that I'm the bad guy. I don't think so, but it sucks. He's been good to me over the last 2 years, but this ain't my house. And I ain't about to go broke fixing it. I just wanted to put that out there for a confession for y'all, because I love how people tell y'all they tea.
Whoa, this is bad. That could leave some serious damage in that home.
He's not worried about
it. I mean, but first of all,
serious damage.
Okay, first of all, what? Like, this is bad karma.
Yeah, he's been good to you for 2 whole years. At least let him know what's going on.
Like, because you are letting water go through the light fixtures and stuff, so it's getting into the, like, it's more. Yeah.
It could go on the wall.
And that was like a mold situation.
He's not going to expect you to pay all of that, I wouldn't assume.
Well, it's bad karma.
It's not your fault.
But
can you make somebody pay all that stuff on their own?
A leak in the roof and then it's going through the wall? I don't think so. I don't think he would expect him.
That's why you have insurance.
This is bad business, though. This is what happens when you don't have, like, a lease to protect you. You're on this gentleman's handshake agreement, and one person isn't going to hold up the end of the bargain.
But what I'm saying, though, is can you do that legally? If you own a house and you let somebody live there, or, like, not let somebody live there, but, like, rent it to them, and then you say, hey, but everything that happened in this house is your responsibility. Like, how do they know when they moved into the house that it had good stuff? Like, you know what I'm saying?
They're
like,
rolling the dice. But, you know, that lower rent right there kind of made up for the possibility of something going wrong.
But he meant, like, little things, I'm assuming. Like, the garbage disposal breaking or, like, a little plumbing.
He said, don't call me.
Yeah, he said, don't call. He missed me with all that.
Yeah.
But those are little problems that you can fix. Maybe, like, $200, $300. The AC needs, I don't know.
I'm paying rent, I'm paying $400 less. That means that every year I'm paying $4,800 lighter than everybody else.
Yeah.
Over two years. Now, he's almost 10 grand less than anybody.
So he said 2 years. So that's 10 grand. But then I got to put that 10 grand into fixing the house and the roof.
Got to go.
Because the roof, I'm putting the roof on a house right now. And that's 16 grand.
Yes. Yeah. It's very expensive.
16. Uh-huh. So if you're going to fix the whole, and you probably ain't got to fix the whole roof. You probably just go up there like that reality, that infomercial with the dude that put the little.
With the duct tape?
Yeah, yeah, like the gorilla,
spray on duct tape?
The gorilla glue or whatever it is. Like you put something over the top of the house. Like, I mean, you could go up there and do that and save the dude a lot of money and say, hey, I fixed it.
This is different.
But he said he can't afford it, though.
But I'm saying you could afford that thing. It was on TV. It was like $9.99.
Would you let the owner
know? Slap the thing on top of it and then say, hey, owner, I put this thing on here to stop this leak. But you need to go, and by the way, I'm moving.
We're being immature here. The guy gave you such a good deal. The least you could do is let him know that the house is leaking and that it could potentially destroy the home. I mean, he doesn't.
Legally, though.
What?
Okay, all right. Morally, give us two answers, morally and legally. Morally and legally. Let's do it both ways. So he has options, because if you want to be a D-bag and leave somebody high and dry, that's one thing. But legally or morally, what would you do? Robert's on the phone. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What up, man? Now, you heard this situation. What did you do as far as it being your problem?
I mean, unless that thing's on a lease, morally, I believe in karma. I mean, I write him a letter, paste it on the front door, and bounce.
Write a letter, post it on the front door.
You wouldn't even call him ahead of time? Just like let him know?
You ain't leaving him no option to ask you to do nothing.
I mean, you're on a month-to-month, you're not on a lease, and it ain't your house.
Okay. So you going to let him know, but let him know after you out the door?
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. He just doesn't want to be there for all the repairs.
I mean, yeah, you know what? A lot of people are saying the same thing. I appreciate it, Rob. Somebody said, yo, I'm leaving.
I think a lot of people feel like that.
Tarps and rain jackets. That's what you need to buy. So I just said that.
We got a text that says, morally, tell the landlord. Legally, it's tricky. They could end up in civil court.
Yeah, but you have renter's insurance if you protected yourself, and then also the person owning the home has insurance.
Yeah.
The homeowner's insurance, the renter's insurance isn't really a factor.
Well,
here.
Homeowner's
insurance
is important.
If your stuff get wet, it does.
Yeah, your stuff could get ruined.
Yeah. I mean, who's renting and don't have renter's insurance?
A lot.
I had renter's insurance.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I put my mom in her rental, I was like, yo, like she was adamant about getting like some rental insurance.
It's not as expensive as you think. It's actually
not at all.
But
somebody says out of the 941, I'm a police officer. And it scrolled up. It said, I'm a police officer. I say if the agreement wasn't in writing, they should tell him he has to pay.
Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't have to pay for a leak in the house. That's totally different. I honestly think it was like toilet stuff or a little plumbing here or there. Something gets backed up.
I tell the landlord if he expects me to fix the roof, I'm out. If he'll fix it, I'll split it, and then I'd stay and tell him no matter what.
You know what? I had a leak in my old house, and it wasn't like a roof fix. It was more of like a ceiling fix. You get what I'm saying? It was a pipe that burst. So all I'm saying is that it might not be as bad, as catastrophic as he thinks.
How much did it cost you to fix that?
The insurance paid for it.
Oh.
Okay.
You know, they run it up.
Yeah, of course they do.
If you had to guess. Like
about
$8,000. Oh. Oh, yeah. You better leave, dog. You better leave.
Oh, that hurt.
I mean, damn.
Yeah.
I still want to know if it's legal to do that, though. If I own the house, like it's almost like, because there's little rules. Like for instance, like when we hire an intern, because we are a publicly traded company, we're not allowed to hire somebody and just let them get the experience for working here because we don't like they have to get something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like if you own the house, you can't have somebody else paying into the house that you owe. Can you?
I think that you can. It's your own personal private property.
His problem lies in the fact that he's month to month. There's no lease. The lease is the contract. That's the agreement. The agreement has expired. Now you're on this handshake, word of mouth thing, and you really have—
For 2 years?
For 2 years, and you have less protection than you would have if you say, okay, this is your rent, but this is what you are required to do. You're required to fix and maintain and do all of these things.
You can get that in writing, though. You can.
But not retroactive.
Because the one thing about renting that I remember, that I love, is that when I had something wrong, there was a phone number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the best thing ever.
Yep.
Like, matter of fact, moving into a house, it sucked. Because every time something happens,
is it you?
I gotta be the dude.
Yeah.
Like, if I could pick up the phone and just be like, yo, man, this wall making a noise, dog. Well, let me send my guy down there. And then this guy come down there and find out what's in the wall.
Right. Less stress.
That sounds like more of like one of those like complexes. This sounds like this is a guy who owns a house that you live in.
Yeah.
He ain't got a guy or a phone number.
You are supposed to have a guy. When you have a house, but you're supposed to have a maintenance man.
But that was the whole caveat of don't call me. If anything happens, don't call me. You fix it.
Well, that's because he was giving him such a break on the rent.
But I'm still paying you rent
right
every month. It might be lower, but I'm still paying you something. So that means I'm the tenant.
Yeah.
You're the landlord.
Right.
I'm renting. You own it. Don't call me means don't call. You own this place.
Yeah, I would at least have to
call you on some stuff.
I'd want to know like the little improvements. You can go ahead and pay for all of it, but at least let me know what we're upgrading in the house. Like send me an email.
You don't want to be bothered.
You don't want to be a landlord.
Seriously.
You know what? If that's the case, then go ahead and leave.
Really?
My morals would say,
no. Drip, drip?
Yeah, leave it. Don't care. And you know what? If he don't want to stop by, then fine. Don't stop by.
No.
Don't stop. You don't want to be involved, don't be involved.
He's giving you such a break. And he said he was such a good landlord for 2 years. The least you can do is let him know what's up.
That's all right. Let it drip.
Yeah.
Let it drip.
Because now this guy's got to think about first, last, and security deposit on his new place.
That's not his fault, though. That's not his fault that the roof is leaking.
Yeah, first and last rent and security. So that's like three times Your rent you got to pay. That's the roof.
Y'all wrong.
That's the roof right there.
Big time.
You got, what, you got a $30,000 rent? That's $3,000, $6,000, $9,000 that you got to put down on your next spot?
That's too much math for me.
You can't afford that rent. Hey, boy, you better let that thing drip.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.